What's up, Marsha? Marsha, your boy Sean Wayne, aka SW1, in the building.
I want to welcome everyone to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. This is your host, Marsha, and I have a very special guy in the studio with me today. He's actually like one of the funniest people that I know. I grew up watching on television, Mr. Sean Wayans.
Hey, Marsha.
Welcome.
Hey, that beat is swaggy, though.
Yes.
Did you make it? Is that
no,
one of you?
No. I had a producer do that for me.
I thought, in the beginning, I thought he was going to go, yo, it's Marsha. You know, Musa on that beat, Marsha on that beat. You should do that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna get with my producer, Cam.
Marsha on a beat.
Yes. Either that or I can get you on it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to
do
that. SW1? Yeah, but that I don't make beats.
That's okay. You a DJ though.
I am a DJ, but I don't make beats.
Oh, but you know what?
I couldn't make nothing that could mess
with
that.
I met a DJ before, right?
Right.
And now he's a producer. He was a DJ. Uh-huh. And that's how he said he was able to master the art of being a producer.
If I focused on it, I'm sure I could make a beat.
I know, because
that's not,
as we all know,
where my head is at right now.
Whenever you focus, anyone in your family, because you come from that background, when you focus on something, you can definitely master it. Well, you know what? I thank you once again for being on the show with
me. Thank you for having me, Marsha.
You know, we don't see much of you as far as social media is concerned.
Yeah, I'm not a social media guy.
What's up with that? You know, I go to your Twitter and all I see is posts about work. So now I'm starting to think that you're really a Jamaican or something.
No, I'm not a Jamaican. I just don't like, I'm focused on work. I'm focused on creating. I don't like the social media thing. It's a distraction for me.
It is a distraction.
You know, doing this, you know, showbiz, entertainment, creativity is really enough of a job in itself.
Mm-hmm.
To add to the fact that you got beyond posting about stuff that you haven't completed yet is too much for me.
It is a lot of work. That's why you hire someone to do it for you.
Even hiring someone to do it for you is still a lot of work because you still have to talk to them and deal with what they telling you that they want to. I don't care. If you love me, just hang on.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming. I'll talk to you. I'll show you. I'll give you goods. And then let me go back off to create what I'm going to create. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
I feel you. But now that times has changed, of course, since the beginning with being on In Living Color.
Right.
Social media did not exist at that point.
Right.
And now it seems as though in order for people to kind of stay current or stay out there, they feel as though social media is the route to take. How do you stay on top of your craft if you avoid, you know?
Well, I feel like your craft has nothing to do with social media.
Okay.
Your craft is your craft. And if you're really working your craft, then you ain't on social media because you're off crafting it. You're on stage. You're writing. You're focused. You're quiet. You know, you're in deep thought. That's the craft. Social media is something else. That's another monster. And for some people, it works. For me, it doesn't really work for my personality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem like a really laid-back type of guy. When I look at all your interviews, I see you with these sunglasses on. You know, you real chill.
Where did the voice come from just now? You got all like, you real chill. You got militant just now. I see you, and then you pull your phone out real sneaky like, you real chill. Tell me about that, brother. I'm laid back, but don't get me wrong. I got a switch. I could turn it on in a minute and get it popping, but right now, I'm chilling. I haven't slept in 24 hours, so.
Oh, okay. So you covering those bags up?
No, I'm just tired.
Okay. So, you know, I'm originally from Gary, Indiana.
Whoa. So, you know.
That's right. So, I would say that the Jackson 5 had nothing on you and your family.
Well, I'd beg to differ that. Jackson 5 was bad-ass
family. I mean, musically.
just, well, let's go back. I'm not, you know, the Jacksons actually inspired us to do what we do.
Really?
Yeah, I did. We used to be glued to the TV set watching that beautiful, talented black family do their thing. And they gave us, you know, a lot of dreams and hopes and, you know, showed us that it could be done. And, you know, we definitely took a little bit from them and, you know, and did our thing.
So they pretty much paved the way. But it was 10 of you guys.
Yes. For sure. I mean, we had a bigger family. We had to get rid of five. Yes. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But, you know, five of us was interested in the business. And, you know, the Jacksons kicked the door open and showed us that it could be done and how to do it. So I never think of us as, you know, the Jacksons not having anything on us. I think of the Jacksons like, yo.
That's right.
They did the damn thing.
Yeah, you give them credit.
Hats off to, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So you guys growing up in a house with 10 kids, would you say, like, was it like a box house like the Jacksons? Because the house is still there in Gary. Well, in fact, you should check that out while you're here.
Well, they had us. We were way poorer than them. They had a house. We had a box. Now, we had we lived in an apartment in the projects. So at least they had a house. We didn't have that. Wow. They were rich compared to us.
You know what? I did a tour of the home, well, of the prototype, anyhow. And, I mean, even though you stayed in probably an apartment, this house, you know, I mean, in the closet, they had no closet space. I think there was a furnace inside of one of the closets.
they wasn't stacked on top of each other like Legos. I'm saying that. At least they didn't have piss in the elevator. At least they had their own. At least it was their house.
That's right.
We didn't have that. We were in the projects.
Uh-huh.
We were in the government-funded projects.
So with, of course, you had your dad and your mom, which is very rare. Mm-hmm. You don't usually find a dad in the home. Mm-hmm.
Why are you talking about him like he's some mythical character? Like,
well,
there's usually never a dad in the home.
Because it is common. It happens. It's so common, especially in the African-American communities where...
My father was so poor, he couldn't leave. He had to stay.
So how did you guys...
They were roommates first.
They were roommates.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Okay, so with all these children, a lot of times, you know, they go astray. They mm-hmm. might choose being in the streets and, mm-hmm. you know, how did they keep you guys together like this?
They were on us, man. They were on us. They ruled with an iron fist. My dad was not playing.
So was he a Joe Jackson?
He was a Joe Jackson without even spanking us to be funny. At least Joe had a vision. He whipped their ass into being superstars. My father beat us because he had a bad day. had he had the vision that Joe Jackson had, we would even be funnier than we are now.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you know, my dad, he needed to do what was necessary to keep us in line because, you know, 10 kids and it wasn't easy.
It's not easy.
Wasn't easy. I think they did a wonderful job and no regrets.
They did do a wonderful job. And shout out to
my mom.
Yeah, mom.
My mom was on it, not playing. She was a lioness. She was protective. She was a go-getter. She was intelligent. You know, she put everything into her children, so...
That's awesome. You guys epitomize the family of the black family.
Well,
the epitome of an awesome family.
And
really going back to the statement that you made about watching the Jackson Five and how they pretty much inspired you to get into comedy and choose this lifestyle. You know, you guys did the same thing for so many others. I recall growing up and I never stayed in the house. I was around during that era where kids actually went outside.
Right.
And I recall there weren't many shows for us to watch. So when they started running those commercials on Fox, And they said, well, Living Color, you know, this skit comedy, like, oh my God, we got to make sure we're in the house at whatever time this is coming on.
Right.
You guys were the only reason why I stayed in the house. Aww. Was it like Sunday nights?
It started on Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Then they moved us, I think, to Friday for a quick minute. And then we got moved to Thursday night at like 9 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly, but I know we were shuffled around a little bit.
Well, forget the street lights. In Living Color is on, no one's outside.
Oh, that's dope.
That is dope. You guys pretty much, you kind of like repeated history when it came to the Jackson 5, because we had nothing else to watch. This is what we had to look forward to.
Oh, that's great.
So now we see people paying tribute to you, like with the Cardi B.
Yeah. Cardi B and Bruno Mars. That was awesome.
Yeah. So
shout out to Cardi B and Bruno Mars for that.
That's right. That's right. So let's talk about reboots.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we loved you in White Chicks. Girls. Yeah, White Chicks.
Thank you.
White Girls, White Chicks.
White Chicks, whatever.
The Wayans Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any shows or, man, you know, we would love to see in Living Color. Is there a possibility for anything to be rebooted?
I know. I hate this question because
I
don't really have an answer. All I know is we talking. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
We want to bring it just like you guys want to see it. So just know that.
Because you guys bring like the light. You know, we need that energy. So much things happening in the world. And as you know, the only way to get through it is
laughter. I know.
Laughter.
I agree. So we working on it. You know, I'm on the road now, keeping my mind sharp, keeping the funny. You know, Keenan is keeping his mind sharp. Damon, Maul, and we all keeping our mind sharp. And the opportunity comes up, we will execute.
Okay.
For sure.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You still look the same. What are you doing?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What
are you
doing?
What are you drinking? Fountain of Youth, water, or what?
I drink water, like a gallon, like a big jug of water every day. I work out. I get my sleep. There's certain foods I stay away from. I don't do drugs.
Like what? What are you steering clear from? Because I saw an interview of you. You were talking about you still eat a lot of. Do you eat meat still?
I do eat meat.
Yeah.
I meat is good for you. It just has to be healthy. It has to be clean meat. It has to be like a high quality grain of meat. You mm-hmm. know, meat has all your amino acids in there. You know, that keeps your body functioning in the proper way. So, you know, I don't understand the vegan thing. That's not me at all. So
it's tough.
I'm more paleo.
Okay.
So lean meat, fish, fats, and veggies mostly.
Okay.
If I do any kind of carbs, it's, you know, a yam or some quinoa.
Quinoa.
Yeah. Stuff
rice,
like that.
Yeah.
I don't really eat too much. I don't really mess around with rice that much.
Why not?
It's hard to digest.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Even if it was the brown rice?
Even brown rice. Brown rice is actually harder to digest than white rice. It's just, it's how you cook it. If you cook it the right way, then it's easier to digest. But most rice isn't really cooked all the way through, so it stays in you longer.
Mm, okay.
I take probiotics, mm-hmm. which is good for your gut, which if your gut is right, then everything else would be functioning good. You know, you get your nutrients. If your gut ain't right, you ain't getting your nutrients. So your skin is not gonna glow and your hair ain't gonna be right.
Well, you're glowing.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's touch on the communities. Of course, you're in Chicago right now, and I know you watch the news a lot, and a lot of crime has been occurring. What's some advice that you can give to the youth out there, particularly, you know, that's growing up the same way that you've grown up? What can you...
It's hard to give advice to, you know, it's hard to give advice because I'm not in their scenario like that. But I did grow up the way I grew up. And what I did to keep me out of trouble was, you know, I watched a lot of TV. I dreamed a lot, you know. I planned what I was going to do when I got older. And the difference, though, is I had someone in my family already doing it.
Keenan.
So, yes, that dream was attainable for me. I could touch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I seen, like, the avenue already, the roadway was already blocked, carved out, mm-hmm. you know? So now I had to do was follow that structure and work that hard. And the dream was there for me to get if I was willing to do the work. So the first thing I would do is figure out what my dream is. Try to figure out what do I want to do. And then once you figure out what you want to do, education is next. Whatever that is, if you're lucky enough to get into a college, get into a college. If not, try to get a job as an intern. You know, start at the bottom, work for free, get the knowledge. Don't worry about the money. Work for as little as possible and get the knowledge, because that knowledge is going to take you to the next level. You know, watch documentaries on people who've done it. You know, if you're in fashion, watch McQueen. He was a dude who's Alexander McQueen, a story of his whole journey. And he was the dude who was an intern who worked his way up and became a badass. And then, you know, they wanted him to design the line at Givenchy. And, you know what I mean? Like, watch people who went from zero to hero. And in those documentaries, a lot of times they drop clues and little bits of knowledge that will kind of open your mind up and go, okay, well, this guy did that. Well, I need to find that. You know, it's like those little nuggets are in there. So I would start there. And, you know, like I said, it's dream it first, education, hard work, discipline. Don't give up. The more you learn about what it is you want to do, the more successful you'll be at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Keenan. He was the pioneer.
Keenan was the pioneer.
What is the name Robert?
Damon followed.
Robert Townsend.
He's like a big brother to me. Mm-hmm. Robert Townsend's my dude. He gave me a great summer job. Well, first, but Robert Townsend's responsible for my very first time on stage ever. Because he bought me, when I went to go visit my brother Keenan and Damon one Christmas when I was 11,
mm-hmm.
Keenan let us hang out with Robert for a night. He took us to the improv. He had to do a spot. And he brought us on stage with him and did this little sketch where we participated. Now, my very first time ever touching a comedy stage. And then after that, he took us to the movies and Robert was he's great, and he's great to us. I love Rob.
I know.
Shout out to, from Rob, by the way, he's from Chicago.
Yes, he is.
Hometown.
Yep. I spoke to him a few months
ago. Yeah, yeah. Sister, Rob Townsend. What? Gangster. He's working hard.
I love him. And I definitely feel like we need to get a documentary or something with all of you guys.
It's coming. We still doing our thing. It's coming. All these ideas, everything you saying, baby, we working on all of that.
Need it.
Everything takes time.
I know.
We thinking about you. We know we in a dark world and we trying to keep the lights on. But there's a process to that creatively, and then there's the business of it all.
Mm-hmm.
So those things all have to mesh, and all of the things have to line up in order for those things to actually come to fruition. So just know that people are thinking about it.
Okay. Well, we're thinking about you guys. You're here in town for a reason.
Yeah.
You're going to be at the Chicago Improv.
Yes, I'm doing stand-up at the Chicago Improv. I'm doing four shows, two shows tonight, one at 8 o'clock and one at 10:15. And then tomorrow night, I'm there again, 7:15 and 9:30 or 9:15.
Okay.
What else is going on with me? I'm also currently directing another episode of my cartoon, The Boo Crew, which is about nine different kids growing up in Boo York City, all different nationalities, black kids, white kids, Asian kids, Latino kids, all playing together. And our objective is to teach kids life lessons through humor and music. We shot two specials that aired on Nickelodeon a while back called Sneaker Madness and Miracle on D-Rock Street, which are now uploaded onto our YouTube channel called The Boo Crew TV. And that is where the third special will go once I'm done with it. We have two soundtracks, family, kid-friendly, hip-hop, rock and roll soundtracks that are on iTunes that complement those two specials. And you can follow us on Instagram at The Boo Crew Official. And also look for Boo Crew Live, which will be coming soon. So it's like a live show, like Rugrats or Sesame Street or one of those kind of things.
Okay, I have to get my kids with the Boo Crew ready for that.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. Lots of cool music and some fun comedy and just cute.
Okay.
Positive messages for the kids.
All positive. That's all we can expect from the Wayans. What can we catch you? I mean, what do you like to do outside of work? I mean, what is it that people don't know about Sean?
I mean, I think pretty much they know me. Even though I'm very low key, if you don't know that about me, then
you don't know nothing.
Yeah, you don't know nothing. I'm low key. What I like to do, if I'm not writing, I'm...
You're Family Guy.
I'm Family Guy. I'm with my kids. If I'm not writing, I'm DJing. If I'm not DJing, I'm doing stand-up. If I'm not doing stand-up, I am probably watching some movie or reading a book or going to the bookstore or sleeping.
You play
or
sports.
Or working out.
Do you play sports? Do tennis or anything?
Every now and then I play some basketball or I kickbox a little bit. But mostly I weight train and run.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be looking out for you with everything that you do. Of course, you're always on the radar. I can speak for myself.
I'm always under the radar. But
well, you know what?
I'm beeping.
Your fans, we're watching.
Well,
we're waiting
you.
And we're watching.
Well, thank you.
And definitely fans out there, they can catch you tonight, Saturday and Sunday at the Chicago
Improv.
No.
Only Friday and Saturday.
Only Friday. Okay, two shows tonight
and two shows tomorrow.
And
then I'm out.
And then he's leaving us, you guys. So be sure to get those tickets.
Just temporary. I'll be back.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here at Shypedia Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
This was
a wonderful conversation and much love. Shypedia.